This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
One, 2, 3, 4. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. Healthy Talk Radio, talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, you can also get well. It's about lifestyle. It's about the choices that we make every single day. And the choices we make really determine the kind of health we're going to have. Powerful, and it's true, and it's about making the better choices. You don't have to be perfect all the time. A lot of people think that with health, it just comes, you have to be perfect, you have to eat organic, wheatgrass 5 times a day, twigs and berries. It's not true. You can have fun, you can still eat healthy, enjoy it. Matter of fact, many health foods actually taste so much better, even than a lot of the processed foods. It's pretty incredible how well healthy eating is and how well it makes you feel. Really, really good. Now, digestion is where everything begins. If you hear me talk much here on the show, you'll hear me always talk about the digestive tract and how it really impacts our overall health. If you don't have a healthy gut, you're not going to have a healthy body. So healthy habits that are known to be helpful in preventing a lot of the gas. People that complain of gas and bloating and all, you may not have so much of an issue, just a generalized issue with gas and bloating. There's always a reason that that happens. So let's talk about some ways to reduce gas and bloating, get the gut healthy in the way that it needs to be. So, again, everybody says fiber, 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 and we do. We need about 35 to 40 plus grams of fiber a day to really keep everything moving and be at a good level of health. So when you're upping your fiber intake, you don't want to rush it. You want to go slow. So if there's a major change in your diet, your digestive system will need some time to get used to the increase in fiber. The digestive tract can't break down fiber, and excessive gas is often a result. So gradually increasing is the way to go. So increasing your high fiber foods in your diet is a great way. But gradually increasing the high fiber foods, it allows the bacteria in the digestive tract to adjust in the extra fiber and prevent gas. So, again, you do it over 2 or 3 months. You don't want to just all of a sudden hit it with a bunch of fiber. You will start getting gassy for sure. Now, again, chewing fast, this is tough to do. In the society we live in, it's always rush, rush, rush. But to ease a lot of the excess of gas, you want to cut down how much air you swallow when you eat. And I'm talking to myself right now because I eat fast. I do everything fast for the most part. So you keep quiet. You know, you don't want to talk too much while you eat. Vananda Sheth, she's a registered dietitian in the L.A. area and a spokesperson for the American Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, says to eat slowly, chew your food thoroughly, and relax while you eat. Set aside enough time to enjoy your meal rather than rushing through it. And the other one is sip and don't suck. Sucking on hard candies and chewing gum really can worsen the condition, and the gas and bloating can actually get worse. So what you want to do is modify those behaviors a little bit, not do it so much. And, of course, you know, again, drinking this way can always allow you to swallow less air. And, again, author of Belly Fat for Dummies, Erin Polinsky, is a spokesperson as well. And she says, switch to sipping from a glass and cut down the air you swallow. That will help in the gas and the bloating. Now, the fake sweeteners are the big one, too, that people say to be concerned with. So, the sugar alcohol that's produced, mannitol, is a big one. It's commonly found in a lot of the sugar-free mints and gum. Well, it contributes to a lot of the excess of gas as well. Foods are very problematic because they're fermented by bacteria in the colon, and the fermentation can cause gas. So Constance Brown-Driggs, who's a spokeswoman for the American Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, says that you'll also be aware that taking cold medications contain a lot of the sugar alcohols that can lead to a lot of gas and bloating as well. Now, many people chill out. They kind of lay back when they dine. You really want to be careful after that. Don't eat so much and then lie down, which is pretty common. That can increase gas production. Take a walk, get up, move around a little bit, and that can help. Again, leading to my next point, which is walk off your meal. Regular physical activity, going for an evening walk or tackling a light project in the evenings or after a meal is actually better for you than lying down and just kind of being laid out, because what that does actually increases the gas and the bloating. Sodas, of course, are another one. The fizzy of the sparkling water, the seltzer water, carbonated water, definitely increases flatulence, blows up the excess gas, and you load that up with high fructose corn syrup and a lot of the flavorings and all that, and it's just not the best recipe for overall health. When it comes to beverages, of course, the temperature matters. They say drinking cold beverages with a meal can slow down your body's proper digestive actions, so making digestion more challenging. So they say, in addition, the cold temperature of drinks may cause intestinal cramping, which can lead to digestive discomfort and gas. So skip the ice and sip more at room temperature instead. Now, that's a big key, because drinking is so combined with our normal activities and our meals that it makes a big difference. So, again, a couple of things to look at. You know, keep your body. You want to cut down flatulence and gas and discomfort. Keep digestion working as good as possible. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We're going to the phones and talk with Reva. Hi, Reva.
I am suffering with chronic Lyme disease. I've had it for 12 years, and I am trying to keep myself as well as possible nutritionally, eating a very high-protein diet, and I just want to know what else I can do to help my body.
There's a lot you can do. I mean, with Lyme's, the challenges that come along with it, the fatigue and the achiness, which comes at various times and varying levels, are something to consider and something to look at. So I would encourage you on a couple of notes to do a couple of things. Number one is to make sure everything's balanced in your eating. So you want to make sure you're doing lean quality protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then your good healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados. Those types of foods are going to serve you well, keeping your body balanced. And then, again, I know you're probably getting treated at some level, so one area that's of great importance is making sure you get plenty of fluids, plenty of water. I like chicken broth, beef broth, vegetable broth, organic, of course, give you plenty of electrolytes and can really help stabilize and support. And then you've also got the aches and the pains. Now, it's always good to have a blood test done, too, or some form of testing done by your physician and see if your serotonin levels are low. Low serotonin levels can create a lot of excess issues, brain chemistry-wise and also body chemistry-wise. So I would encourage you to look at that along the way. That can make such a big difference with what you're looking at. So I would encourage you to go that direction. And then let's, you know, again, if you want to call, email, our you know, team members will help you. We can talk about it on the show, whatever you need to. But I'll tell you this, Lyme disease is a challenge, but there are a lot of natural, great ways to support it. Don't forget, teasel is an incredible herb that's been looked at and used for years to help suppress the symptoms of Lyme and Rocky Mountain spotted fever and those types of issues. We'll be right back. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills
while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hey, find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Back to the show. Check us out on the web, On Call Radio. Whatever you're struggling with, realize that the body can get sick, also get well. It's about the choices we make every single day. Now, food choices become a challenge for quite many, many people. And I'll tell you that a lot of it is influenced by our emotions and a lot of emotional eating going on. By the way, if you're not getting our weekly email newsletter, go to the website. You can sign up for it there. It's free, costs you nothing. And can really empower you and encourage you in a great way. Absolutely great information that we send out each week. But sleep is a big issue for our food choices we're finding now. So poor sleep, they see, leads to poor food choices. Researchers looked at 23 healthy young adults and found that they were more likely to favor unhealthy snacks and junk foods like pizza and donuts when they were sleep deprived. Brain scans revealed that sleep deprivation was linked with impaired activity in the brain's frontal lobe. And so what we've discovered is that high-level brain regions required for complex judgments and decisions become blunted by a lack of sleep, while more primal brain structures that control motivation and desire are amplified. So the study lead author, Matthew Walker, who's a professor of psychology and neuroscience at the University of California, Berkeley, said, in high-calorie foods also become significantly more desirable when participants were sleep deprived. So the combination of altered brain activity and decision making may help explain why people who sleep less also tend to be overweight or obese. Pretty amazing. Sally, you're going next with us on the phones. How can I help?
I have pseudodiabetes, type 2.
Okay, so you have type 2 diabetes. I guess you're wondering what to do. I'll just tell you this, you know, obviously you want to always follow what your doctor's telling you to do if you're taking metformin, glucophage, whatever. But I'll tell you one of the big keys is going to be your eating habits. And here's the key to remember, multiple meals throughout the day. And when you eat a meal, make sure you have a fat or a protein with any carbohydrate. So if you have vegetables, eat some almonds. If you have an apple, eat some, you know, nuts or a couple of hard-boiled eggs. Because that way you're getting proteins, you're getting fats, you're getting everything that your body needs to balance out blood sugar levels. Don't ever eat, say, a baked potato by itself or just eat a banana by itself, because it'll spike your blood sugar. You're going to start throwing it into that yo-yo effect that you're trying to avoid. And that creates better stability for these areas. So I would encourage you to look at those first, because you have to get your eating habits in a good system to balance out blood sugar levels. Now, chromium, picolinate, alpha lipoic acid, vanadyl sulfate, a lot of the different vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, and cofactors can be helpful at supporting really good issues as far as balancing out. But, you know, at the end of the day, you really want to watch and be careful, because the challenge becomes when you're dealing with something like this, and with diabetes especially. If you're not getting good exercise, if you're not eating the right kind of meals at the right time, drinking plenty of water, managing stress levels, it just turns into a big cascade of events later on, where if you jump on it now and make really good decisions and start, you know, again, making better lifestyle choices, eating better, the whole nine yards, you can really stop it dead in its tracks, slow it down, and even have it go the other direction. Diabetes is one of those health challenges that can go the other direction very quickly if you give the body a little bit of everything that it needs. And it's just about making good choices every single day. But they're learning more and more now. I mean, we're even seeing it on a regular basis, how well diabetes can be managed and how easily you can get everything where you need to go. And it doesn't matter where you've been, matters the choices you make right now. If you start making better new choices. All right, hope that helps. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. And also, if you haven't joined our weekly email newsletter, you can find that there at the website. And our new app is out where you can listen to the show 24/7. Really cool, from your iPhone, iPad, and stay connected with all that we have going on here at the show. Now, Mediterranean diet has always been a hot topic, and they're saying now it links it to better heart health, which, again, we've known that for quite some time, but more studies are being done to verify that, and they're saying now that it really can make a big difference with overall heart health. So following the Mediterranean diet may help reverse a condition known as metabolic syndrome. In a study compared to a low-fat diet to a Mediterranean diet, which is a diet rich in whole grains, vegetables, fruits, legumes, nuts, fish, and olive oil, the Mediterranean diet was supplemented with either extra nuts or extra virgin olive oil, and it didn't lower the odds of developing metabolic syndrome, but it's a collection of risk factors for heart disease compared to a following low-fat diet, and the study found the Mediterranean diet did increase the chance of reversing metabolic syndrome, which is really great. A lead researcher, Dr. Salvado, who's a professor of nutrition at the University in Spain, said it seems that the Mediterranean diet supplemented with nuts or virgin olive oil has similar effects on metabolic syndrome reversal. Those on the Mediterranean diet, he said, with extra virgin olive oil, 30% more likely on those in a low-fat diet to reverse their conditions. So the good news is that's why keeping your healthy fats up are so important to about 30-35% of your overall diet. You're going to help support the overall nervous system and really support it in a way that protects it. It builds it. It protects it. You're going to protect cardiovascular flow and the systems of cardiovascular function, because that is such a big deal. Overall heart health and managing that makes a big difference. And we're not eating the right kind of foods, it can cause tremendous detrimental damage to the body. So that's why in this study, it was really important, because they said the Mediterranean diet has been shown to be helpful with cardiovascular disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and overall metabolic syndrome. The HDL, the good cholesterol, elevates, and the LDL, the bad cholesterol, decreases. Those who ate this diet on a regular basis also stabilized their blood sugar levels, which was a big deal, of course. So again, it's about giving the body what it needs. It's about being in balance, staying in balance, and giving the body the right tools to win. Coming up, we'll jump in, grab more questions about your health, and got some new tips you don't want to miss. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
USA Radio News.
As rain continues in Northern California, crews are still battling the deadly Camp Fire. Fire officials do say the rain will help put out the flames, but could also trigger flash flooding. USA Radio Network's Wendy King had a chance to catch up with some evacuees in Chico.
My name is Efren Tavazan. I am to a victim. I survived.
Did you lose your house, Efren?
Yes, I did.
Also with me is a proud disabled pastor from Paradise who is giving everything for his surviving congregation.
Pastor Jerry Lingenfelder, I lost everything from the fire, and I've been here since day one giving, not taking.
Chief Justice John Roberts came out and said he was thankful for an independent judiciary. He also said we don't have Clinton judges, we don't have Obama judges, and we don't have Trump judges. The comments come one day after President Trump called the judge who ruled against him an Obama judge. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle and the choices we make every single day. And it will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. It's about choices that we make every single day. And the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. It really can make a difference. If you can step up, or not worried about what you used to do, but today make brand new choices and literally begin to thrive instead of barely make it. Our food of the hour, we'll love to talk about. And remember, food either brings health to the body or can take health out of the body. So much of what we do every single day matters, and we have to make better choices. So one of the big keys, I always like to highlight foods because of what they do for the body. Our foods are powerful, and it's not always about supplements. It's really about getting good whole food nutrition in with what we need and doing it on a regular basis. So what I want to focus on are tangerines, and one of my favorite fruits. Most citrus fruits, tangerine, are rich in vitamin C. They're a great source for your immune system. Of course, they fight free radicals, and they're highly reactive. And the vitamin C antioxidant power comes from its ability to scavenge free radicals and disarm their propensity for damage. A lot of digestive benefits, too. The pectin is a complex oligosaccharide that acts as an adhesive between the cell walls of the tangerines and other types of fruit. A study published recently in the American Society of Microbiology showed that when digested, pectin is fermented within your intestines and can increase the number of beneficial microflora found in the gut. It's got a lot of cholesterol-lowering benefits, too. This is what's really great about the tangerines. The fibrous white tissue that's found between the segments of tangerines called the lamella, and this membrane, which is rich in soluble fiber, one of the most beneficial effects of a diet high in soluble fiber is the reduction of the cholesterol found in your blood. So the soluble fiber lowers cholesterol by forming a thick gel-like substance in your intestines, and when it's being digested, the substance slows the absorption of cholesterol and reduces the low-density lipoproteins in the blood. So the dietary recommendation of soluble fiber is about 10 to 25 milligrams per day. That's pretty typical. I really like to see, and a lot of the alternative practitioners really like to see more in the 35, 40 gram. You know, if you can get up in that range, so much better for the colon, so much better for the gut, and really makes a big difference. Weight management's another as well. So eating a well-balanced diet that's mostly fruits and vegetables is a smart way to manage your weight. A high-fiber diet content, tangerines can help you feel fuller for a longer period of time. So feeling full really can impact your weight because when you feel satiated, you're less likely to overindulge in a lot of the poor food choices. So again, when your body's feeling better, you feel better, can make a big difference in the way of your choices, right? Because it affects brain chemistry, and our brain chemistry is a big one. So tangerines involve a lot of great nutrients and a lot of great benefits that can support you pretty much all the way around and give you the things that your body needs to thrive, not just barely make it. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give us a call or go to the website, oncallradio.com. Go to the phones and talk to Ruby. Hi, Ruby.
I have urinary incontinence when I stand up after being seated.
Well, Ruby, that involves quite a few things. I mean, one key, you want to make sure you're not doing any caffeine, so don't do tea or coffee, anything that would involve a lot of caffeine, because if you do, that challenge is if you do a lot of tea or coffee in that sort of situation, it can affect the incontinence, and also it can affect the bladder, rather. And can affect it in a negative way. Now, one key you can look at is supporting the body. There's certain minerals that can help that. And again, technically in medicine, we say there's no cure. There's no major treatment that can be done. But there's a lot of thoughts on the alternative side. So, you know, manganese is a really good mineral to look at. But again, your vitamin D levels need to be at a certain place where the manganese can help. Also, you've got to look at supporting the body, and the bacterial gut flora has to be managed at some level too. So again, getting some blood testing done, looking for nutritional deficiencies, having your physician put that together, and then, or nutritionist, someone that can evaluate and look at that, I think would be very helpful to you. And again, staying off the caffeine, that's one of the big risk factors that have been really mentioned at. For sure. It's been one of the big challenges. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You give us a call or go to the website. Roger, you're next with us, my friend. How can I help?
I want to discuss neuropathy in my feet.
All right. So let me tell you, let's just talk about neuropathy for a minute, what it is. All right. So when you get neuropathy in the feet, that's usually the nerves that go down into the feet start in the lower back. So everybody thinks it's just the nerves directly in the feet that are being affected, and it's really not. What actually is being affected, the nerves coming out of the lower back, going down through the legs, into the feet, the toes, all that, that is the bigger challenge. So just to encourage you with that, it's one of the big tips to really follow a good eating pattern. And I would get some blood testing done again, find out what your B6 deficiencies are, or if there's a B6 deficiency, because Vitamin B6, pyridoxine, is the number one deficiency that causes a lot of the neuropathy. Now, that's from a chemical standpoint. You've also got a structural standpoint that has to be evaluated. So the discs themselves have to be looked at. A chiropractic physician is a great way to go to get looked at. Of course, they look at the disc space in between the two bones, can see if it's degenerated, DJD, and if that's, you know, thereby impacting the nerves that come out of that area, and if it's causing that to be affected in any way. So you always want to have that looked at, just to have a peek to make sure nothing's being affected in a negative way. That would be a real big piece. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Now there's been another worker that has been diagnosed, and officials have said recently that one of the Duncan's nurses had been looked at and tested positive, which is a little bit of a challenge. 2 days following Mr. Duncan's death, they returned to the hospital with fever, and the test revealed that she had contracted FAMHAD, Ebola, and her patient, which at the public health officials began a frantic investigation to determine who else at the Texas Health Presbyterian might have been exposed. Officials also are still monitoring about 48 people who have been exposed to Ebola through a contact with Duncan prior to the hospitalization, but Frieden expressed optimism, they said, that the first pool of potential exposure will emerge without a single infection. They've now passed through the highest risk period, and increasingly unlikely they'll develop Ebola. Pham is in a stable condition and said herself that she's doing well in a statement released recently. And thanks to everyone, she said, for the kind wishes and prayers. Pham has received a blood transfusion from Ebola survivor Dr. Kent Brantley, who's a medical missionary who was infected while serving as an aid worker in Liberia. His plasma, which is the clear part of the blood, centrifuged to separate it from red blood cells, is plentiful with antibodies accumulated during Brantley's own fight. And Stefan Jurecko, who's the director of infectious disease diagnostics at the North Shore in Great Neck, New York, says the amount of antibodies from Brantley serve as weapons to the virus, as far superior to the yet to be informed antibodies of the Texas nurse herself as she fights the disease. So the Ebola epidemic in West Africa continued to spiral out of control, with the World Health Organization warning that it could be up to 10,000 new cases a week within 2 months. So the World Health Organization said its Ebola statistics reported about 4,500 people have died out of 9,000 reported cases. And nearly all cases and deaths have occurred in Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia. And again, overworked health workers on the ground in West Africa struggling to avoid the infection. And Doctors Without Borders said 16 of its employees have been infected and 9 have died. It's very sad. Very sad. So our thoughts and prayers definitely go out to the families as they're struggling with this. I mean, it's definitely something to be concerned about, even with the protective gear and everything. But again, avoiding it, keeping your immune system strong. I think, you know, obviously keeping flights out and staying off of going in and out of the country, probably one of the safest ways to go. Meanwhile, U.S. Customs, they say, and police, public health officials are preparing for a stepped-up entry. So they're going to be doing it at Washington Dulles, O'Hare in Chicago, Hartsfield here in Atlanta, and the Newark Liberty International in New Jersey. They are going to be doing more screenings. So people that have fevers or people that are coming in and out of those countries are going to be doing special screenings for those passengers to make sure safety measures are covered for all those that are flying, and make sure that everybody's as safe as possible during their travels. So again, Ebola, something to be concerned about. We'll keep you abreast of what's going on right here on the show. Coming up, more questions about your health. Also, we've got some new tips about heart health for women. What do you do? And it's one of the rising healthcare concerns that we're having. And we'll talk about ways to support good heart health when we come back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory, and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web, On Call Radio. And whatever you're struggling with, know that we're here to help. We're going to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. It's all about lifestyle. It's about the choices we make every single day and how they can impact your health and your life. So five vital heart health tips for women. Heart disease has been on the rise in females, and there's some great tips that you can follow to be able to help you, to encourage you, to support you, to really keep you in check. It can make a big difference in your overall health and your overall life. So first you want to understand your own risk factors. That means knowing what normal blood pressure, normal cholesterol, and normal glucose are, and finding out what yours are. When you go to your doctor, ask if he or she has checked these levels. If not, when were they last checked? Depending on your risk level, you may need to have blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood glucose checked every year or every few years. Know your goals, too, for your key heart health indicators. So know what's appropriate goals that you have and what your goal blood pressure, cholesterol, and glucose levels are. These numbers can be different depending on your level of risk. For example, if you have a strong family history of premature heart disease or if you have diabetes, you may have different goals than other women. So there are other resources that can help you understand your goals. These include a lot of the websites created by the American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology. So an Ageless Woman's Guide to Heart Health says that in addition to questions, you should also ask your doctor and questions your doctor should ask you. So do your homework, and also, again, it's a big deal. Make sure you're on top of things. Ultimately, you have to be on top of your own prevention. So many people want their health to be taken care of by someone else, but you really, at the end of the day, it comes down to taking responsibility for your health and your life. I mean, no one is going to take responsibility for you but you, right? So you can make those decisions yourself and do better, or you can get into a tough spot where you're relying on everybody else. But, you know, it comes down to your own choices. I mean, your eating habits, your exercise habits, your stress and your stress management, all that plays an ultimate role in your health. So you got to know the signs and symptoms. Here's some of the basics. So heart attacks kill over about 250,000 women each year. That's a lot. And many suddenly and unexpectedly die. Women do not often recover as well as men. So here are some things you got to look at. Look, weakness, shortness of breath, that's a big one. So chest pain, is the majority of women have a heart attack do experience chest pain, and it may not be the crushing, explosive pain that men report, but it definitely is there. Unusual fatigue. So if you're fatigued, can't snap out of it, just don't feel better, can't get out of that situation, then that could be a situation or a condition as well. Shortness of breath. Many women report gasping as if they just run a long distance or having difficulty talking during a heart attack. Some cases, the shortness of breath can occur days or even weeks prior to a cardiac event. Nausea or dizziness is another one. So women frequently feel nauseous, vomit, or feel like they might faint or something during a heart attack. So the symptoms may also feel like heartburn or an upset stomach. Profuse sweating is another big one. So a heart attack may cause a woman to be suddenly drenched in sweat for no reason. Oftentimes women feel both hot and cold during a heart attack, so it could be a little bit of both. So you got to be careful. And then a lot of the non-chest pain, too, you've got, instead of crushing pain in the chest, many women develop less severe pain in the upper back, shoulders, neck, jaw, or arm. Anxiety is another big one, too. And again, you got to be able to know the difference between anxiety and a real heart issue, but it's tough to know. So you don't want to make that judgment call. You definitely want to go to the physician and have them take a look and let them do the basic test and rule it in or rule it out. That has to be looked at in a great way. So as women intuition, many women experience a feeling of independent doom, of fear before or during a heart attack. So again, that's got to be looked at as well. Now, the other one too is to make sure you're really empowered yourself. So information should not really be a cause for alarm, but a lot of rates of heart disease for women are too high, and the important empowering message is that we can change. You really can. But you have to have a good system around you and understanding what the risk factors are. That's a big one. But also having a good team around you if you're concerned with a husband, a spouse, children, family members that are aware. So teaching others what these signs and symptoms are. I mean, everybody should understand the basics of a heart attack. It's like everybody should really understand the basics of CPR in case you ever need to use it. But all of that makes a big difference. And one of the big challenges that you have to look at, I really think, in any kind of heart condition, is being able to make that decisive decision either yourself or with someone that has these kind of symptoms and get them to a doctor immediately, get them to the ER, because that's one of the give them the greatest tools to be able to make it through more than just about anything else. So it's making that quick call to either call an ambulance or get them where they need to be. It'll be a big, big key in that. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We've got Rance in Virginia wants to know what to do about low energy levels in the morning. Okay, so you have low energy in the morning, but you feel better in the afternoon. That's pretty typical of most people. That's really why most people drink coffee, is to get the cobwebs out, get your brain working in the morning, really get the body functioning at a high level so you can be prepared for work for the day, right? It throws us into that spiral, and it's quite a challenge all the way around. So I would encourage you to look into adrenal health. We've got a lot of that on our website, vitamin B5, vitamin C, very, very helpful. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, in giving with the understanding that neither host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.